What's up? You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencomenum-speaking Musqueam people, the entirety of the Lower Mainland, and specifically the city of Vancouver, is settled upon the land of Kosciuszko nations, specifically Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam. Absolutely imperative that we remember that in everything that we do, because it's only made possible through theft and murder. So this is Teachable Moments. I'm your host, Dork. And that was Rhythm of the Night by Corona. If you haven't heard that song, I'm really sorry for you, but also less sorry because you listen to it. Although I would be so shocked if you've never heard that song. I hear it mostly on the dance floor. But I've been listening to it on its own, and like, it stands on its own 2 feet, even when your feet are not necessarily both on the ground because you're dancing. So, welcome. Teachable Moments. Who am I? What are we doing here today? Well, let me tell you, today, as we are every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m., we are trying desperately to find out what is cool. Because you know what? Honestly, I have no idea. I, like, doubt anyone has any idea. But we're going to try. So, usually my definitions are a little longer. This definition is one word, and that word is exclusive. So, what's cool? Something that's exclusive. Or I guess you could say something that's exclusive is cool. Exclusivity is, like, I think, like, so necessary in everything that we do. It's, like, in groups, out groups, like, your people, other people, and, like, who has access to things, and, like, access to resources, access to, like, experiences. And so, like, the more, like, barriers there are to something, like, usually the more desirable it is, I would say is, like, pretty accurate. Call in if you disagree. The number is 604-822-2487. Rhythm of the Night doesn't really have anything to do with that definition. It's not exclusive. Pretty much everyone's heard it. I just really like it, and so I wanted to play it. And you know what? That's my prerogative as a dork. But we shall move on. So what's exclusive? Exclusivity is like the scene or whatever. So I am gonna play Club Nights by Dumb, title track of their new album. It came out in June. It slaps. So enjoy that. This is still Teachable Moments, and I'm still Dork. And you're still you. And this is Club Nights on CITR 101.9 FM.
Something that I'm missing.
Hey, what's up? I'm Dork. This is Teachable Moments, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hankaminam speaking Musqueam people on UBC Point Grey Vancouver campus. You just heard Tell Me About It by Nice Apple, and just before that, you heard Club Nights by Dumb. And I played those because on Teachable Moments, we are trying to learn what is cool, what is not. Just trying our best here. And this week's definition of cool is exclusive. And something that I think about a lot, and I guess the people in these bands think about a lot too, is like social exclusivity. So those songs, like, there is something, like, Gossip, I think, is really interesting because, it's, like, what, like, the devil's telephone, but it's also, like, super interesting, so I don't care. But, like, to have access to, like, Gossip is, like, there's an exclusive, like, connection there between you and, like, the person who's, like, either the Gossip is about or the person sharing the Gossip with you. And, like, just, like, this idea of, like, a scene, I think is really interesting. I was talking to someone who, like, recently started kind of hanging out in a scene, and they described it really well or something. Like, I just hadn't really thought about it. But they said that, like, being in a scene is, like, feeling obligated to go out but being anxious about it because of who you'll run into. And I was like, you know what? I feel that. But yeah, exclusivity. What does that have to do with being cool? Apparently everything. Some definitions. Excluding or not admitting other things means exclusive. Restricted or limited to the person, group, or area concerned. A story not published or broadcast elsewhere, a commodity that's not obtainable elsewhere, catering or available to only a few select people, high class and expensive, not including or accepting. And like all of these just kind of like suggest the kind of like meanness behind exclusivity, I think, and like this idea of like withholding, I've been thinking like capitalism, I think, is like an interesting, it's super interesting, but like it's interesting how it's like seeped into like every form of capital that we have. So like, or like we like now attach capital to like every element of our lives. So like this idea of social capital is like the hoarding of that, or like how capitalism has like made it like there are rewards for like developing a kind of like social capital hierarchy and stuff and like exclusivity. But then it's also, like, very, very human to build exclusive groups. It's, like, happens everywhere to the beginning of time. So, and, yeah, exclusive spaces and stuff. So, yeah. Food for thought. Got a couple more. I have more than a couple more songs coming at ya. This is Your Man by Nonlaw. And you are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM.
I wanna sleep in love. You burn the steaks again, and those were expensive steaks.
Unibrow Arts Festival is back to shake things up in venues up and down Main Street, August 22nd to the 25th. Featuring 10 live comedy shows, an outdoor zine market, art shows, screenings, artist talks, a flash tattoo day, comedy DJs, and live musical performances. Check them out, won't you, at unibrowartsfest.com for more details.
Seriously, Francis, this was a T-bone steak we're talking about. It cost me almost $30. And you burned
it. Good people of CITR land of Vancouver, of the lower mainland, not really. My name is Chris Sarific.
August 23rd at the Toast Collective. That's Friday.
Or, as I like to call it, the day that I find out how unbelievably unpopular my show is.
We've only just begun.
Come celebrate 20 years of the Parts Unknown show with Chris Sarific and special guests Garbage Dreams, Jerk Jails, and from Missoula, Montana, Wrinkles. It is also the release of Chris Sarific's new album, Treats. That's Friday, August 23rd at the Toast Collective.
Hey, sup, everybody. You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Dork. We are, as always, and hopefully not forever, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencominum speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard My Girl by Alimony, and just before that you heard Your Man by Non Law. My Girl's off of Alimony's like brand spanking new release. Came out today. Nope. It comes out in 3 days. It comes out on Friday. The release, it's fully released on Friday. But you can give it a little taste online, I think, which is pretty cool. What are we talking about / listening to music about today? Great question. As always on Teachable Moments, we are desperately searching for any semblance of the cool, the ever-elusive cool. And today's definition, or like element, or like facet of coolness, is exclusivity. Exclusive. And I thought that there was something interesting about like the connection between like Your Man, like I want to be like yours, and My Girl, and like That's My Girl. And love is just interesting. I was kind of doing some like quick like exclusive like defining on the internet, I didn't even think of this, but like literally humans are like so predictable kind of. But like the first thing, so I like put in like define exclusive, and like it auto filled it into define exclusive relationship. It's just like so funny to me how like every single person in the world is like anxious and stressed about like love and relationships, and like it's just like so, it's so innate. But this idea of like an exclusive relationship, so like Zusk, which is like, I don't even know what that is, but Zusk is a website, and they define it as a mutual agreement between two people that neither one is romantically pursuing other partners. And like there is like this weird connotation of like ownership or like obligation to another person, which is like both good and bad. So like someone recently, I was talking to my friend, and someone recently was like, well, what does being a boyfriend mean to you? Like, what are you asking of me when you say, like, I want you to be my boyfriend? And my friend was like, I don't know. like, it's just, it's like a very, it's weirdly elusive and exclusive. So that's just something I wanted to bring up and mention. But we are gonna chug ahead, gung ho, let's do it. This is Lucky's Better Alone. Lucky is playing the Gal Grayson tape release at Redgate, along with Co-op and I think someone else, but very, very exciting, very, very excited, moi. But this is Better Alone by Lucky, new favorite. They've been my new favorite band since May, but still my new favorite band. I think that they like have a really interesting way of like making like the layers, and just like there's a distance in the vocals that I think is like really interesting, and not really something that at least Vancouver's music scene has a lot of in the pop scene. So I'm very excited. This is Better Alone by Lucky. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Dork, and you just heard Still Exist by Teachable Moments, and just before that, Better Alone by Lucky. So, Teachable Moments, what are we doing today? We're exploring the idea or like facet of coolness that is exclusive. How would you feel if I did an ASMR episode? I would actually love to, but I don't want to like freak the listeners out. So yeah, some feedback if you let me know if you don't want me to. Not if you do want me to. And you'll have some exclusive feedback insight into this show right here, baby. Okay, so Better Alone, Still Exist. What do those songs have to do with exclusivity? That's a great question. Again, Dork, thank you for posing yet another question to yourself. But the individual, what is more exclusive than spending time by yourself? I don't know. It's like prohibitive to like people very close to you, people not very close to you, etc. Yeah, something I'm feeling a lot, I think. I work a lot, so I like don't get home until really late a lot. So I like leave right for work and then like get home and like maybe dinner at like 9:30 or 10, and then I like just go to sleep, which is like a really, really fun routine that I have, but, like, there is that kind of, like, feeling of, like, like, you never have time to hang out, and it's a little, like, I do never have time to hang out, which is, like, bad, I think, but, yeah, it still, there's that, like, desirable, people want what they can't have. Maybe that's what, like, the root of, like, coolness and exclusivity is, like, people want what they can't have, and, like, grass is greener on the other side, you know? I think that has a lot to do with, like, and, like, that's kind of dumb. Like, that's what that saying means. Like, grass is greener on the other side. It's, like, but often, like, when I was little, I read it. I read, like, a book. It was, like, a book of moral stories or something. And, like, it was, like, this goose kept looking at the other side of the fence. And, like, literally the grass was greener on the other side. So, and then, like, she gets to the other side and she's, like, this side sucks. I want to go back to my other side. So I literally think of like grass being greener. But this whole like, there's a lot of like conversation happening about like social media and like don't believe everything you see online. Like people are showing like the perfect part of their lives, like not necessarily the pain a lot of the time. And like, but like social media is like, basically there to like build social capital and like build a like if not brand but then like a version of yourself for people to consume, and like if you aren't part of it or like you just like don't really know someone very well, and like at the end of the day like people just really want to be connected to other people, like the grass of that person's life is going to seem really good compared to yours, probably. Okay, so we have some more music. We're almost done, guys. We're almost done. I'm proud of us. We're not that close to being done. We're a little more than halfway. But it feels like this has been flying by. But this is Sacred Cow Hot Dog by Kamikaze Nurse from their new release, Bucky Fleur. They are one of the feature artists in the issue of Discorder magazine that's out right now. It's a really, really cool, great piece, and they're a really, really great band. So 10 out of 10 recommend. Hope you enjoy. I'll be back in approximately 2 minutes and 33 seconds plus 1 minute and 49 seconds. So see you then. You're wish I could teleport, travel through time. You're lying on your bed. I wish I could mess with the devil for you. We both tend to minimize things. I'm sorry that I'm writing a song about you. It's the only thing I know how to do. You say you don't know how to deal. I'm pretty sure you do, 'cause you're making plans. Making plans. I want you to be safe. I'd skip class to be with you, be by your side. I get straight A's, but I am learning how to get my priorities straight. I would fight the devil for you. I'd mess his little face up, I know how to fight. I would fight the devil for you. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar.
So that was The Devil is a Liar by Future Star from I Will Fight the Devil and I Will Win. Just before that, you heard Sacred Cow Hot Dog by Kamikaze Nurse off of Bucky Fleur. This week's episode of Teachable Moments, which is the show that you are listening to with your host Dork, which is me, is cool, exclusive, exclusivity. What's up with that? You know what I mean? And what's more exclusive than deity? My little sister recently started sending me photos of she like draws, and she started sending me photos of like Greek goddesses, but like reimagined. So she sent me Artemis as a cowgirl, and Athena as like a Girl Scout, kind of. Well, a little more like military than Girl Scouts. They're like grown people in the pictures. But I was just thinking about like how limited, like I asked her like, oh, are you doing like a series of the like Femme Olympians, because that's only like 8. There's like not that many of them, and just like, why do we remember? Like, I'm reading this book right now, and there was like this whole part about the statue of a young slave girl from ancient Greece, like that's in the Met. And the like main character is like, oh, like she was so young and she's like kind of nobody, and the one of the characters was like, yeah, but like she's a rat, like why do we have a statue of her that we remember and now we're talking about her now? So like, just like, I always think of like Achilles, which is so annoying, but he like at the beginning, or like, yeah, kind of near the beginning, middle of the Iliad, he's like given this choice of like, you can like go to Troy and like you'll die, but everyone will remember you, or you don't go to Troy and you'll live a really long, happy, healthy life. And he like at first is like, I don't know, and then is like, you know what, like, well, he gets like really angry, like someone he loves is killed, and then he's like, I don't even care, I'm just gonna do it. But we have a caller, so I'm going to pick it up, and we'll see how this goes. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hi. You guys are adorable. I love you guys.
Oh, thank you. It's just me, but thank you.
I mean, you, and I'm sure you have some. You're there by yourself, doing it all by yourself. Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Thank you.
Woman power.
Who are you? What's your name?
I'm stuck in traffic.
Oh, funny.
I just wanted to make a request and dedication.
Okay, I can do that for sure.
Okay. I wanted to make a request of I wondered if you could play a, I know this is sort of like offbeat and like not really the theme of your show. It's sort of something different. Is that okay?
Yeah, for sure.
But it's CanCon.
Okay.
I wondered if you could play a Long Walk, Short Dock song, Dave King song.
Okay.
And I wanted to dedicate it to Julian.
I love it. That's Jenny very Lou. Cool.
But could you play This Is the Best? If you have it.
Yeah.
If you don't have it. I don't know, just throwing it out there, hitting my ball to you.
This Is the Best, Long Walk, Short Dock.
He's a Vancouver classic. He's amazing, the most amazing Vancouver performer. He rocks out so hard, and he's not even rock and roll.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much. Love you.
You're welcome. Oh, my God, you're the best.
Bye.
Bye. Okie dokie. So we got a request, and we got to play it. Long Walk, Short Dock. Oh my God, their like bio is so long, and the song This Is the Best. Nope, yes, This Is the Best. I can't really find it, but I'm gonna look for it and then play it after I play a different song. So thank you, dear caller, for calling in, and Julian, this is for you. You're just gonna have to wait about like a minute and 57 seconds. But we'll be back with that very, very soon. This is very cool. That was a very exclusive thing to do. So kudos. Exclusivity. We're here for it. This is Country Club by Helena, I don't know, Babier. She's from Montreal, so I don't know her deal. But yeah, Country Club. This is Teachable Moments. And after will be a Long Walk, Short Dock song.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
The 31st Annual Vancouver Queer Film Festival takes place this August 15th to 25th at various theaters. Join us for the best in independent queer cinema, performances, workshops, panel discussions, and parties. With over 100 films from 27 countries, the Vancouver Queer Film Festival is more enthralling and entertaining than ever. Tickets are on sale now at www.queerfilmfestival.ca.
Thank you.
Lisa, what's up? That was Shining Star by Woolmert, W-L-M-R-T. Just before that, you heard a little snippet from Long Walk Short Docs, This Is the Best. And just before that, you heard Helena Barbier's Country Club. Today's episode of Teachable Moments, which is broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hankaminam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus, is all about the cool, the exclusive, etc. So we've kind of looked at like different like manifestations of exclusivity, exclusive love, exclusive social things, exclusive like me time, the ultimate exclusive, and then also how exclusive history is, briefly. But actually, so we had like a lovely stunning caller. By the way, Julian, This Is the Best was for you. So soak that up, Julian. Because the question that I actually have had written down this whole episode, and I'm so sorry that it is timed this way, but also not sorry, is what makes you so special? Why do you think that you deserve this treat, like this special thing? And Julian, this isn't for you. I swear to God, this question's been here the whole time. But like this idea of like the country club, like what makes like the, and like this idea of exclusivity that's like this tier or like this group or like this product is like the best or like whatever. What makes you think that like you are that? So Shining Star by Walmart was a little bit like, I think about it a lot because I'm actually from America, and like I think that a big difference between Canadians and Americans that I've noticed is that like Americans are told from day one, like, you are special, you are important, like what you do is like the smartest and the best, and like you are it. Which is crazy, but, like, that delusion is, like, really helpful sometimes. But I don't know if you guys are into drag or anything, but there's this show on YouTube called, with Trixie and Katya, and there was, like, they were talking about ghosts for some reason, and Katya said something like, oh, like, your house isn't haunted. Or, like, you're not going to get, like, people who are, like, scared that they're going to get, like, murdered in the night. Like, you're not going to get murdered. Who do you think you are? Like, what makes you so special that you are going to be the target of a murderer? You know what I mean? And literally she says, what makes you so special? Which is why I had that sentence written down. Again, Julian, I'm sorry. It was really nice that someone requested that song for you. It was the best. It was the best. But yeah, I think that this has been like a very perfect episode. We hit all the points. We had all the songs. We had all the laughs. And we had all the fun. And you know what? That's what counts a lot of the time. We have another caller. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time because I have to play a song. But thank you so much. Thank you. But I'm going to play Suddenly because it's going to be a very setting end. This is Suddenly by Straw Pipes. Dear caller, I love you and I miss you and I'll pick up next time, I promise. This is by Straw Pipes out of Brooklyn. Again, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Janelle from Anybody's, and you're listening to CITR.